time now for the Saturday morning news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW weather calling for a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies otherwise, a high in the mid-80s, 40% chance of showers and storms tonight, a low in the mid-60s. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting. The Wayne County Health Department was notified Friday of 7 new additional positive cases of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours in Wayne County residents. The newest cases include a male child, a female in her 20s, a male in his 20s, a female in her 40s, a female in her 50s, a male in his 50s, and a female in her 70s. To date, there have been 173 lab-confirmed positive cases of COVID-19 in Wayne County. The health department says 4 people who were positive lab-confirmed cases have passed away. 6 people are currently hospitalized, 50 people are currently isolating at home, and 113 people have recovered. The Wayne County Health Department also says it has a number of probable cases that are already in the process of contact tracing. Probable cases may mean that they are a close contact of a lab-confirmed positive COVID-19 person and may be exhibiting COVID-19-like symptoms, or a probable case could be someone who had a positive rapid antigen test completed. However, the state lab results from a confirmed PCR test have yet to be received. State cases, as of Friday, are at 257,788 cases and 8,273 deaths. More news after this break.
John's Butcher Block is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 3. They hope everyone had a great Labor Day holiday, and they are ready to serve their customers with the finest cuts of meat this week. Meat and cheese trays are available, and deli sandwiches are made to order, so stop by and pick up what you need. John's Butcher Block accepts cash, check, and all major credit cards and link card, located across from the Fairfield City Hall.
Attention, Class A CDL drivers. Bestway Express is now hiring experienced drivers for regional work in the South and Midwest. Bestway is a family-oriented company and believes in great home time for their drivers. Bestway offers 2 monthly bonuses, paid weekly, full benefits package, free health clinic for insured employees, resets at home every week. Class A CDL drivers, call Bestway today for your best career opportunity. That's 833-BESTWAY.
One person was hurt in a one-vehicle accident Friday morning in rural Hamilton County. State police at the District 19 post handled the accident, which they say occurred just before 8 a.m. on Illinois Route 142, southeast of Hamilton County Road 400 North. A 2005 tan Honda Accord driven by a 15-year-old McLeansboro teen was southbound on Illinois Route 142 about 1,400 feet south of Hamilton County Road 400 North, when for unknown reasons the driver left the roadway to the right and tried to return to the roadway. The teen overcorrected, causing the vehicle to leave the roadway on the left and hit a tree with the front driver's side. After the impact, the vehicle spun around and came to rest near the tree facing northeast, police said. The driver was taken to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A passenger, 47-year-old Rebecca Ann Byers of McLeansboro, was not hurt in the accident. Police did not indicate if any tickets were issued. The accident reported at 7:58 yesterday morning. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Nathan Douglas has announced the activity and enforcement figures for the month of August. Troopers in District 19 recorded 1,684 incidents during the month. Enforcement activity consisted of 587 citations and 1,593 written warnings, including 310 speeding citations, 4 DUIs, 21 occupant restraint citations, 15 criminal arrests, and 575 written warnings for speeding. Moreover, troopers issued 372 citations and 679 written warnings for the fatal 4 violations. These violations are most associated with fatal traffic crashes and include DUI. speeding, failure to wear a seatbelt, and distracted driving. Troopers also assisted 56 motorists, conducted 161 motor carrier safety inspections, and investigated 20 traffic crashes. There were no fatal traffic crashes investigated by District 19 last month. District 19 includes Wabash, Edwards, Wayne, White, Hamilton, Saline, and Gallatin counties. Frontier Community College announced Friday that it's delaying its public reopening. The college said in a news release Friday, quote, "As much as Frontier Community College wants to open its facilities to the public, on September 14th, due to rising COVID numbers, we have decided to remain closed. The new reopening date has yet to be determined. Our number one concern is the safety of students, faculty, staff, and the community. When we feel it is safe for the community to join us on campus, we will announce a new date," unquote. The college's community education courses will continue as planned. Little Wabash River east of Fairfield, as of this morning, at 4.6 feet, flood stage is 17 feet. At Clay City, the stage is 4.27 feet, flood stage is 18 feet. At Carmi, the stage is 3.46 feet, flood stage is 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City is in an even 5 feet, below its 15-foot flood stage. And the Wabash at Mount Carmel at 2.9 feet, flood stage is 19 feet. Rain chances are in the forecast for this weekend, and again around the middle of the week. Fairfield Memorial Hospital honors an employee each month who has been nominated by their peers for providing extraordinary patient care and customer services within and outside of the hospital. Laura Etheridge, who works as a biller in the business office at Fairfield Memorial Hospital, was selected as a September Employee of the Month. Laura has been with Fairfield Memorial Hospital since October of 2016, and according to the hospital, is a dedicated employee who goes above and beyond to step in to help whenever and wherever she is needed. Kristen Bolt, business office manager, said Laura goes above and beyond at all times. She excels at her duties in the business office while also being willing to help wherever is needed within the hospital. She is an integral part of our team and much deserving of this recognition. In other news, 30 Illinois counties are now at the warning level for COVID-19. Kim Howard has more.
The counties are located all over the state with warning levels triggered by rising test positivity rates, ER visits, clusters of cases, and other troubling trends. State Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says local officials are seeing people gathering in large groups, not social distancing, and not wearing a mask.
What more can I tell you? How can we convince you further? The more people who practice these three W's, wearing a mask, watching the distance, and washing our hands, the sooner we can end this pandemic. And I know there's no disagreement on wanting to end this pandemic.
Ezike says some people refuse to participate in contact tracing and are not providing information about close contacts or answering the phone. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Illinois colleges and universities continue to tackle COVID-19. Central Illinois Congressman Rodney Davis thinks most colleges and universities are doing what they can to handle COVID-19. Davis says he has three kids at Illinois State University, and he believes the school is actively doing the right thing.
I know our administrators are doing the best they can in a very challenging, difficult environment. I certainly hope that, you know, those college students that are infected remain asymptomatic like I was, and that we work our way through this and not shut down our local economies.
Davis noted it's not just ISU that has seen high case numbers. The University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign has increased restrictions. Bradley University issued a mandatory 2-week quarantine for students, and Northern Illinois University saw cases double over the Labor Day weekend. After an initial hearing on Thursday, no one is just sure when a House committee will convene again to investigate the connections between Speaker of the House Mike Madigan and ComEd. The utility has admitted to bribery of officials in a deferred prosecution case where they said they tried to curry favor with Madigan Associates. Democrats on the committee want the U.S. Attorney's Office to give them approval to continue to move forward. Republican Tom Demmer says nothing they are doing would interfere with any possible federal investigations.
And our question is, do those facts and what this committee can find through its investigative powers constitute a breach of the public trust and conduct unbecoming a legislator? That's a separate question than the questions the U.S. Attorney's Office is asking.
The time for another meeting hasn't been set. Fairfield National Bank will be hosting a paper shred day today at its Fairfield location on East Main Street. The event will run from 9 a.m. until noon today, and the community is invited to bring up to 50 pounds of paper materials to be recycled and safely shredded. This is a paper shred event only, and other recyclable materials will not be accepted. Our Time to Shine quilt show by the So Nifty Sisterhood Quilt Guild of Flora, Illinois, will be held October 9th from noon to 6 p.m. and October 10th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Full Armor Christian Academy in Louisville. There will be over 150 quilts on display. There will also be an antique bed turning display, as well as vendors, make and take items, and raffle quilts. There will be a Christmas theme room, a fall theme room, and the main room full of a variety of quilts. Admission is $5 per person. Ages 16 and under are free. Be sure to stop by and browse through the beautiful displays of quilts. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
Others have come and gone in the past 70 years, but our dedication to superior service and free delivery has helped us thrive for four generations at Rush Appliance in Fairfield and Carmine. We deliver our quality products for free, and then if you ever call us for service, we're in your driveway almost before you hang up your phone. This is Sean Rush inviting you to manage your home the way you want, easier, faster, and smarter with Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
Are you stressing about where money will come from in the future? Come into Trust Bank and they can help. They have retirement plans, investment accounts, health savings accounts, and more. Call them today at 618-395-4311 or stop by their Sisney branch at 401 Park Street for more information. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together. Member FDIC.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 85-year-old former Albion resident Lily Bell Perry died Wednesday. Lily Bell Perry is survived by one daughter, one sister, three grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Lily Bell Perry will be held at 11 o'clock this morning at Burnt Prairie Cemetery. Memorials may be made to Transition Hospice and will be accepted at Nails Funeral Home in Albion. 74-year-old Marvin J. Bailey died Tuesday. Butch Bailey is survived by his wife Norma, three children, seven grandchildren, one great-grandson, and brothers Gary Bailey and William Bailey. Services for Butch Bailey will be held at 11 o'clock this morning at Bailey Church north of Wayne City. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until service time. The Richardson Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 66-year-old former Fairfield resident Patricia Ann Shapiro died August 31st. Pat Shapiro is survived by her husband Steve of California, four children, six grandchildren, siblings Fred Gilbert and Janet Bryan, and several nieces and nephews. A wake for Patricia Shapiro will be held in Mount Vernon from 3 to 7 p.m. on Thursday. Services in Fairfield will be held at 3 p.m. Friday, September 18th at Coons Cemetery. Donations may be sent to Steve Shapiro in care of Janet Bryan. 80-year-old Crossville resident Vicki Sue Pollock died August 14th. Vicki Pollock is survived by her husband Merle and sisters Mary Bertram, Alva Hargrave, and Joyce Martin. Private services for Vicki Pollock will be held. The Cook Funeral Chapel in Crossville is in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cottle reporting.
You saved, you scrimped, and finally that hot new car is yours and you're in love. Just make sure she's insured with the best auto coverage you can find. Talk to your local Pekin insurance agent about complete auto coverage, and don't forget to ask about the variety of discounts available for your sweet ride. Request a quote at PekinInsurance.com. In Flora and Sisney, contact Bill Atwood at 662-7000 and put their Beyond the Expected service to work for you.
In the past, Wabash Communications Co-op required a phone line in order to get our internet service, but no more. We now offer internet-only plans featuring fast and reliable connections at a great value. Wabash offers speeds up to 1 gig. That's not the only good news. Our internet-only plans also come with free installation and the support of our local technicians and customer service. To get internet-only, you only have to call 618-665-3311. Service speeds and availability will depend on the location. Contact us for details.
Here is a look at the weather forecast. Today, a 30% chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy, looking at a high of 86. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy, with a low of 65. Sunday, mostly sunny, forecast high 81. Monday, sunny, high of 81. Tuesday, sunny, high of 80. Wednesday, a chance of showers and storms, mostly sunny, looking at a high of 83. And then Thursday, a chance of showers and storms, otherwise mostly sunny, high of 81. Yesterday's high in Fairfield was 78. Our low this morning was 68. Currently in Fairfield, underneath cloudy overcast skies, it is 69.